Now, a number of planning exemptions could be in place by the end of the year, making it easier for people to extend their homes or place cabins in their gardens. The Housing Minister, James Brown, will tell Cabinet this morning about possible plans to allow attic conversions and extensions for the purpose of housing elderly relatives to be exempt from planning. The changes could also see storage structures at the front of homes for bikes and bins allowed. It's been described as a practical measure by Minister for State John Cummins. But is it? Tom Phillips, a Dublin-based town planner, joins us now. Good morning, Tom. How helpful do you think this will be overall for homeowners?
Good morning, Karen. Well, I suppose it's usually when things are made what's called exempt development, it is useful because it makes it easier to do development without having to go through all the paperwork. But obviously, this is nothing strange in the sense that we have a new planning act that requires regulations to be implemented. So there are two pieces of legislation. The primary is the planning act, which came out last year, which is the massive tome of over 900 pages. That's the planning act. And these, what's just being discussed now, are the planning regulations that help implement that planning act. So all the time, since the last 60 years, there have always been regulations that allow people to do development that doesn't require planning permission. This is just an example of that.
Do you see this as a good idea in the midst of the housing crisis to focus on older people?
Well, no, I think it's slightly finding one item. I don't know, because it's older people, and I as a 60-year-old, I would fit in that category. That, like, you're entitled to live where you live. The real issue is supplying the correct number of houses for people to live in the first place, not to be putting elderly people in attics or garden sheds. That's the wrong approach, and that's not really the argument, but that's what people would think would be the argument. But it's to make it easier in general for people to have somewhere to go. So in the UK, people over 55, actually, bizarrely enough, there's bespoke housing for what's deemed to be elderly is 55 in the UK. So there's bespoke housing, which they're not nursing homes. They're just apartments that are catered for people who can grow gracefully older. And that's what we need in Ireland, rather than attic conversions.
And there will be a public consultation this month before the regulations are finalised. But as you were saying, things are really slow to change, several changes to the Planning Act over the time.
Well, no, it's always been changing. So the Planning Act came out in October 1964, the 63 Act, and it's always been changing. But this has been the sort of the second major change. There's one in 2000 and one in 2024. It's over 900 pages, and to make it happen, you need the regulations. So we've always had these exemptions, like a 40 square meter extension on the house, and this is just looks to be look a form of just looking at each of these and seeing are they fit for purpose, and we need extra ones. But you can't have this reductionist argument that it's all about elderly people. It's about everything. But the bottom line is we need to be building more houses, and people need to stop objecting to everything. That's, to me, will be the greatest thing we could have in the planning system, is to stop this constant objection to things. So people might want their children to live in a shed in their back garden, but object to a housing scheme being built next door to them, where their children could live in proper housing.
Tom Phillips, thank you for all of that.